One of the biggest crypto crashes of our lifetime is about to begin, and you need to prepare now if you don't want to be working at McDonald's.
With a combined 20 years of crypto industry expertise, we know that generational wealth is created during bear markets. In today's episode, we're going to show you how to capitalize.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto, from beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
You need to prepare for one of the largest crypto crashes that anyone has ever seen. And if you don't want to be working at McDonald's, you need to watch this episode, because we're going to teach you how to actually make money in the bear market.
With a collective 20 years or so combined between the two of us, we have experienced multiple bear markets. And sometimes you just can't teach expertise. You know, and having been through it, like the experience of feeling like the fear, seeing your portfolio go to zero, you know, wishing you bought more when crypto all of a sudden explodes 2 years later. There is so much information in this episode that I think is really going to help anybody who is smart enough to actually pay attention and listen to what we've been through. Because when you capitalize on this opportunity that is presenting itself right now, and it's going to be staring us in the face over the next 6-7 months. This is something that you really need to be paying attention to, because it can really change things for you financially.
100%. You know, you can get rich in a bull market. And, you know, if you've been following us for the last few years, hopefully you did. But you can get generational wealth by playing a bear market correctly. So we're going to go through this step by step, prepare you for the upcoming bear market, and make sure that anyone that's watching this episode and subscribes for our additional episodes makes that generational wealth this bear market.
Okay, so the very first thing that I would not do, and it is so important, and you can tell just by the engagement, do not tune out during the bear market, because there's so many things that you can learn. You can figure out which teams are still building. You can start to hone in your technical analysis. You can find the technical analysis indicators that show you, look, things are now starting to reverse. Right now is a time to not tune out, because the moment you start tuning back in is when you've already missed a huge percentage of the wave. So what I want to say here is, like, look, don't tune out and keep tuning in as much as you possibly can, because we're going to have some hidden gems.
100%.
And there are some narratives that pop up throughout bear markets because liquidity is looking for the next best play. Mm-hmm. Look at this Avicii chart right now. It just came out as like this decentralized permissionless bank or whatever. It's super simple. You can get a Visa card on your phone and spend your crypto anywhere. That thing has been ripping as of late. It's up like 2,000, 20,000% or something crazy. Yeah,
while the market's been tanking.
So these type of plays do present themselves. So again, now is not the time to tune out.
100%. And look, okay, we're going to talk about how we spot projects, what we're looking for in bear markets. But let's set the table here. In a bear market, remember, the trend is down, at least for the first while before it starts flatlining and going sideways. So what you want to do is protect capital. This is not the time to be trying to catch a falling knife, 100x longing what you think is the bottom, because don't worry, crypto can always go lower than you think. Just because a chart is down 90% doesn't mean it can not go down another 90%. So remember, protect capital. This is not the time to go risk on. It's risk off. Don't fight the trend in a bear market, which is down. When you want to start to get a bit more risk on is when a bear market has completely flatlined. And we will talk about some of those indicators that a bear market has flatlined later in the episode.
Okay, so what we're going to be doing, and the reason I said not to tune out, and you guys can do the same thing, is look for bottom signals. You know, JP Morgan, for example, is an excellent bottom signal. The guy, the bank comes out and says, we're entering a recession. Guess what? We probably were already in a recession and we're going to be coming out of it.
Right.
Right. So we like to look at big mass media publications that are trying to say one thing, it's probably the opposite.
Yep.
From a technical indicator type of thing that I personally am looking for, and it identified the last three bull runs, is when the 20 flips the 50 weekly EMA. Mm-hmm. So I want to see a cross happen there. And that to me signifies, like, look, this is risk on. I think it's time for Bitcoin to start ripping. That's two indicators. One is like a little bit more subjective. One is a bit more objective that I like to look at. What do you like to look at?
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to go back to, again, these subjective things. So headlines. So what you're going to start to see when we enter the depth, and I mean the pits of the upcoming bear market, is things like Bitcoin is dead. Honestly, I've actually already started to see some people start to share charts. It's like, you know what? Bitcoin will never, ever get back to where it was because, look, the ETF hype pushed it to 125K, and they have these charts of like now it's like a long-term trend for 20 years. You're going to start to see people say, look, Bitcoin is over. Bitcoin is dead. Crypto is over. But when you look at what's actually happening in the world, you see global adoption continuing to climb. You see stablecoins becoming integrated with the global economy. You see all of the banks starting to accept stablecoins. You see Stripe, PayPal. It's all stablecoins, right? So don't listen to those headlines. But when those headlines really start to appear all over everything and saying, look, crypto's had its time. What's the next thing? It's dead. Sell your Bitcoin at the bottom. These are the types of headlines that should actually have you leaning forward in your chair and being like, look, okay, maybe this is the bottom of the bear market. Another thing to look at is when exchanges or protocols go belly up, right? So last bear market, we had the Luna collapse in April, May, which really sent us into the bear market. Then we had the FTX collapse, which marked the absolute bottom in November of 2022. So what you want to look at is what exchanges have failed, what protocols have failed, what crypto billionaires have gone bankrupt or to jail. And I think that will appear this cycle. And what you want to look out for is what happened from the October 10 crash. I'm thinking that at least a number of large exchanges or market makers went belly up, and that has been contributing to the sell-off we've seen lately.
Yeah.
So when you start to see the dead bodies float to the surface over the next 6 to 8 months, that can actually mark a bottom. Because what did we see with FTX, right? So in 2022, we can learn a lot of lessons, again, using our bear market experience. The FTX crash was after a prolonged period, a year of down only. And there was a down wick when FTX crashed, but that marked the bottom. That was the bottom. So if, I don't know, if Mexi goes under in October of next year, that's the bottom, right? Mm. That's not the start of a new leg down. That's the bottom. So look for big players going bankrupt. Look for headlines. These are the counter signals.
The other thing I think I like to look at, and it's amazing how these things tend to happen during the cycles. Since 2009, Bitcoin's inception, we have literally seen just over 1,000 days, 3 years of a bull run. And that's when, you know, candles keep ticking up. And then we literally see almost to the exact day, 365 days of down only. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's some relief bounces that occur along the way. But again, the fact that we're seeing these cycles so consistently, I'm going to lean into those again. And I'm going to use it because, look, it hasn't missed to date. So if we assume that October was the top at 126K, then we have to assume that the next bottom is going to be about a year from now. And that's what we're going to be looking at. September, October is a beautiful time to max long, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And that also times up with the midterms, right? So the midterms for, Trump trying to gain more power in America will be November next year. So perhaps the bear market bottom is front run a little bit and markets are crashing September, and that's the bottom. And then we have a massive recovery into midterms as Trump says, you know, we're going to give $10,000 to everyone, rates to zero, and the market really recovers into midterms. That could have marked the bear market bottom, right? There's a lot of signs like that. And another thing when you want to talk about bear markets versus bull markets, bull market peaks happen very quickly. Like the peak that we saw, 126K, it's like a day before it tanks.
Yeah.
And the peak we saw in 2021, 69K, that was like 2 days.
Yeah.
Bear market bottoms are not quick. They are long.
Long.
So don't rush. Like take your time to do your research and DCA into projects like Bitcoin at the bear market lows. You will have months. If you look at a bear market, it will flatline for months. That will be crickets. No one's going to be on Twitter. No one's going to be watching our videos. The headlines that we just talked about will be there. These are your months to accumulate. So I wouldn't say rush to max 100x long things. You can DCA and accumulate all your favorite projects, which we will talk about later in this episode. Some of the projects we're going to be accumulating, you will have a long time. So there is no rush. There's no panic.
Yeah. So what I'm personally been doing is accumulating, and Bitcoin really demonstrated this, is Bitcoin essentially outperformed everything. Like, find me something else that Bitcoin didn't perform better against. Mm-hmm. So what I want to be doing is accumulating Bitcoin because, and I did at the bottom when I noticed that the EMAs crossed, I grabbed a whole bunch of Bitcoin at 19K. I've seen a 6X on my Bitcoin comfortably. Mm-hmm. Don't have to stress about it.
Yep.
But in saying that, there is a lot of fresh narratives that roll out during the bear market. Liquidity is looking to, because think about all the selling that has just happened. There's a lot of liquidity on the sidelines. And there's going to be, you know, big KOL groups. There's going to be big marketing pushes that occur to certain projects. And you can capitalize on it if you pay attention. Mm. So there's still going to be the player versus player occurrences that occur out there. Don't forget, we caught the beginning of the AI boom. We listed off maybe like 8 projects in the AI sector that all did like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50X. Mm-hmm. We're one of the first to DeSci and seeing all those projects outperform everything. So these projects do pop up, and they tend to pop up during the bear market. Mm-hmm. So that is when you really, again, need to tune in.
100%, because you can't just blindly accumulate this bull market's leaders for next bull market, because every cycle is different. Don't believe me? Pull up the top 100 projects from November 2021, the top of the last bull market, and compare it to the top 100 projects from October 2025. And then compare that to the top 100 projects from 2017, right? You won't find many projects that are always there. Sure, Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB, those projects are probably not going anywhere. But what we're looking for is projects that have massive, rabid developer communities that are actually building real things, that are backed by large institutions that are not only providing funding for the ecosystem, but connecting them with big players who are going to be building in these projects for decades. And also projects with moats, right? Look at these projects that are in the top 100. How many L1s are there? Like, okay, yeah, they've done great. Some of them have done great this bull run, but what is the moat for a new L1? It's faster, it's cheaper, there's more developers, but developers go from L1 to L1 to L1. You know, there was Ethereum, then there was Solana. Is there any guarantee Solana is going to be a leader next bull market? No, because it might be on Sui or C or whatever. Like, L1s have no moat. L2s, no moat. All these other, you know, gain, whatever it is. There's so few projects with real moats. But then you look at a project like BitTensor, right? Because AI is not going anywhere, and AI was a huge narrative this bull market, but next bull market will just be a different form of AI. And when you look at a project like BitTensor, think about the moat they have. All the smartest AI developers in the world that have any sort of inkling to decentralization or crypto are all working in BitTensor. They're backed by Yuma Group, Barry Silbert. You think Barry Silbert, the guy who was buying Bitcoin at $20, is all in on BitTensor to see it go from 100 to 700? Absolutely not. This guy is in long term. The moat that BitTensor has, the developer community, the subnets, this has all shown me that I think BitTensor will outperform almost every project from the bear market lows to the next bull market cycle.
Yeah, and this is another thing. This is where I'm spending most of my time right now. It's looking at the subnets because they have essentially bottomed out. If you look at a lot of those charts, they're not looking fantastic, but they have been ticking up recently. I think the reason for this is because there's been so many scammy projects out there, a lot of max extraction from Solana, the whole Binance thing that happened right before the huge sell-off, which leads me to believe that CZ and Binance knew exactly what was going to come happening. So they're stacking their bags.
Yep.
But again, like these BitTensor subnets, little AI companies that are literally changing the world with small market caps, you can't short them. They are fair launch. They are fixed supply, 21 million. They go through halving cycles. There's no venture capitalists, no pre-mines. Like, this is going to be one of the best opportunities. And they literally have applications that you can use right now. Mm-hmm. When you talk about these other layer ones, are you guys even using them? Or are you just buying the token, hoping it goes up?
Yeah.
At least within BitTensor, you know, like Synth, Subnet 50 right now, they have these probabilistic, you know, to kind of outline which way Bitcoin's going to be heading over the next 6, 12, and 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And man, they are nailing, like the accuracy is insane.
Yeah.
So you can actually jump on there and use the data to max long or max short based off of this data that they're providing you. Then you have something like BitMind, which is showing you whether these are deep fakes online. You know, you can actually download the app and use it. It's so smooth. It's better than ChatGPT.
Yeah.
But they're producing real tangible products that people are using. You're not getting that anywhere else.
No.
So like, I'm spending a lot of time in the Tau subnets. So you swap some Tau for the Alpha token, and then you're getting 50% APY on top of it.
Right.
So like, that is such an amazing way to make money. And every single day there's new on-ramps to bring people into the ecosystem. Like,
yeah.
The brain's on the wall.
For sure. And what you're going to see with BitTensor, and obviously, if you haven't figured it out yet, this is the project we are most bullish, that we're going to be loading up the most in this bear market into the next bull market. One, the first ever BitTensor halving is occurring around the corner. It's, you know, it's a few weeks away. And the gains from halving, from the Bitcoin halving, are not seen right away. They're seen 8 to 12 months down the line, which times up with the start of the next bull market perfectly. And what are you going to see BitTensor look like in a year? You're going to see more subnets, and more subnets that are further along the line in terms of getting their product to market. We're still in the first inning of BitTensor. We have 128 subnets. A lot of them have built products that are just getting out, just starting to earn revenue, just starting to see early adopter adoption, not mainstream. But a year later, we're going to have more subnets. A lot of the existing subnets are going to have their products shipped to real companies, making real revenue. This is a massive, massive snowball effect that BitTensor is going to receive here. And again, with backing from Yuma Group, DCG, Grayscale, Barry Silbert, I see no reason why BitTensor cannot outperform almost everything. And you know, if you're lucky enough to catch BitTensor like $100 this bear market, well, I can honestly see BitTensor going to like 5,000, who knows, maybe 10,000 next bull market cycle.
All right, here's the next thing I'm going to be doing, and it's going to sound a bit crazy, is I'm going to be sports betting. Mm-hmm. Because when bear market hits, engagement's at all-time low. What am I going to want to be doing? Betting on sports. I'm trying to make money. I'm going to be using the Stacey app. It's this AI algorithm. It basically nails 80% of its bets. You'd be crazy not to be using it because it's literally printing money. What's so wonderful about Stacey is the fact that they have, it's a $200 monthly subscription. It's Web 2. So that all that Web 2 money starts to flow in, and people don't even know that there's a Web 3 side associated to it. Mm. So I'm just going to stake my Stacey, and then you collect USDC on a weekly or biweekly payment system. So I'm just going to sit there and collect USDC checks from all the money that people are going to be spending on this AI app. Like, I think that would be a really like clever way to be making some money.
100%. I think gambling is bear market proof, and probably even excels during bear markets when people, you know, they don't really have much going on. They're trying to find their way out, which unfortunately now in today's society is gambling. So Stacey Sport is probably a project to look at that will not only excel during the bear market, but really outperform everything once the next bull market comes. So, you know, we have a lot of Stacey Sport where we use the Stacey Sport dashboard to nail our sports betting picks. Definitely don't sleep on that one. Another one, so you want to look for narratives, not only that are bear market proof, but where do you think the world's going to be in 2 years when the next bull market comes around, right? So what we want to do during a bear market is predict the next big trends, the next big narratives, like we predicted the AI narrative at the start of this current bull market. Things like robotics, right? If you listen to what Elon Musk has been really championing over the last month or two, it's that robotics is going to be much, much bigger than people understand. This will take Tesla to a multi-trillion dollar market cap and could inflate Elon Musk's net worth to over $1 trillion. And it's all about the Tesla, the humanoid robots, Optimus, right? So I think what you're going to see in the next bull market is the next AI wave is going to have something to do with robotics. So what I want to do is dive into robotics and keep an eye for any legit crypto project that has to do with robotics. And take this same mind frame and look for any emerging trends that come up in the world of Web 2, the quote-unquote real world, into the next bull market. Because if new things start to happen and take over the world, whether it be some sort of new social media trend or tech trend, these are the kind of projects you want to be accumulating during the crypto bear market, because they can be the next big thing.
Yeah, so that's how we're going to be making money during the bear market. And again, it's because we've been through so many of them. Technical indicators, subjective ones that you want to look at as well, like we mentioned, you know, engagement. The time is not to tune out. There's a lot of narratives that are going to be popping up over the next little while. There's going to be a lot of time to accumulate some of your favorite projects. There's going to be some things that are just going to be happening that you're going to want to know about. Like, this is the time to get better. So we're just going to be keeping our head down into the dirt here, and we're going to keep digging away. If there's any suggestions that you guys have as professionals out there, let us know in the comments, and then tune into the next episode.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.